Thanks, Pastor, for that message. That was awesome. God has given us communion because we are forgetful people. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says, "Do this in remembrance of me." In Matthew 5:2, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That poor in spirit really means the spiritually bankrupt, the utterly destitute spiritually. God has given us this time to remember back when a faithful disciple of our Lord shared the word of God with us and the Holy Spirit opened our ears. We, for the first time, heard and realized our condition before God. Let's use this time to remember. Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." I remember mourning my condition and crying out to God for mercy. Praise God, he sent us a rescuer. Use this time to remember Jesus, our rescuer, the one without whom we would still be lost and without hope. Do you remember what a comfort and joy it was to be rescued by Jesus? At Whispering Pines, we practice open communion. We invite any person that Jesus has rescued to eat and drink with us in remembrance of him. Now, as the servers come forward, as 2 Corinthians 2:5 says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith." And 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, "Let a person examine himself, and then so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Now let us take these few moments where the elements are being passed out, confess any known sin in our lives, and to remember what Jesus has done for us. Now let's take communion together. 1 Corinthians 11:23. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Likewise, in the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink.